Let us pray. Gracious and loving Lord, as we come together now, may your Spirit envelop us. May your wisdom encounter us. And may, Lord God, your love enfold us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to go a little old school here. How many of you have ever heard of the TV show Happy Days? We're showing our age. Happy Days was my favorite show, probably, I would say, of all time. And while I have matured, perhaps, and watch other TV shows now, Happy Days remains a great influence on my life. In particular, was a character by the name of Richie Cunningham. Now, Richie Cunningham is an actor, Ron Howard, and some of you younger folks may know the name Ron Howard because he's one of our most famous directors, but he was also a famous child actor, and he was in Happy Days, and he was the main character, and it surrounded his family, the Cunninghams, and the life with Mr. and Mrs. C and his sister Joni, and then, of course, his best friends, Potsy and Ralph Mouth. And then there was the other great character. All I have to do is this, hey, and I'm talking about the Fonz. Now, I used to have a t-shirt that had hey on it when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and it was my favorite t-shirt. I used to wear it almost every day, and the reality is that this TV show and the interactions of the family, the way that Richie dealt with his relationships and how his friends and the different ethical issues that they ran into, as well as the way the Fonz handled things, all of those things influenced me for many years. I remember the very last show of Happy Days, and Mr. C sat there, and everybody sat down, and he said, thank you for allowing our family to be a part of your family, and I just started bawling. Because that show had influenced me in the way they handled situations and what I thought was neat and important. So much so that when I first started playing music, I signed up to play the saxophone. Because Richie Cunningham played the saxophone on the show. And he was always doing these fancy maneuvers, and I was like, that is awesome, I want to be able to do that. Well, come to find out, Richie Cunningham did not really play the saxophone, they were faking it. But I didn't know that, and it was great. So I started playing the saxophone. I got kicked out of the saxophone section because I was no good. But then I ended up becoming a tuba player, of which I was also not very good either. But I was one of the biggest kids in the class, and so he made me the tuba player. That's the way that works. But I was influenced by this show. And I would dare say that as I watch my children grow up and as you consider your life, I bet there are things in your life that you watch on TV that influence you. Probably good, probably not so good sometimes. Because the reality is, there are a lot of influencing voices in our world. Take a moment to consider the voices of influence in your life. Take a moment to think about who and what influence the way you think about your life, the way you think about our world, the way you think about your faith. Because the reality is, all of us have multiple influences and influencing voices that surround us. Sometimes it's hard because the amount of voices, the cacophony of voices that are around us can make it kind of hard to know exactly what we're hearing. Have you ever been somewhere where there's static? Does this remind you of anything? Yeah, can you hear me now? What about now? Can you hear me? You can't hear me. I can hear you perfectly, but you can't hear me. Where are you? Has that ever happened to anyone? The reality is that our life can be so full of different voices and different static that we can lose connection with those important, most important influencing voices in our lives. Today, we hear the story of Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. And I don't know a whole lot about shepherding, but what I do know is that the shepherd's voice is vital for the sheep to be safe, for the sheep to be able to be healthy, for the sheep to be able to live fully. The shepherd's voice and the ability of the sheep to hear that voice amidst all the cacophony of other voices is vital to their safety, to their health, to their life. Our call as the people of Jesus is amidst all of the influencing voices in our lives to make primary the voice of Christ. And oftentimes that can be hard. That can be very difficult. For so many other voices either can be attractive or they can be exciting or they can be so persuasive and pursuant of us that we think that is the voice, the main one to listen to. You know, a lot of the voices that are influential in our life are great ones. I would hope that the voices of your family are positive influences for you. The influence of your parents. The voices of your children to you. The voice of your spouse. The voice of friends. And I would dare say if you think of all of the voices that have impacted your life, perhaps it's in your business life or your professional world, you have people who influence you in that, and you have people who influence you in your choices on how you practice your life in faith or how you think theologically. I know I have people who influence me theologically, and I am shaped by their voices. You may be as well. And I dare say if you think about all of those people, whether you know them personally or not, who influence you, I would dare say it is because they are people that you trust. Right? You either trust them because they've been there for you in your life, or you trust them because you feel like they totally understand you, or you can identify with what they're saying, or you trust them because you have experienced what they said to be true. And the reality is, as Jesus talks about His life as the Good Shepherd, what He challenges us to do is to trust Him. And this is what He offers to us. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. I know my own, and my own know me. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, there will be one shepherd. See, the reality of the good shepherd is that a good shepherd always keeps speaking. And so the shepherd is speaking in your life right now. The shepherd is speaking to your heart right now. The shepherd is speaking within your life of faith right now. And he is speaking in the life of your neighbor. And he is speaking in the life of those who aren't even here right now. And he's speaking in the lives, even I believe, of those who don't even know that he's speaking to them, yet they are following his voice through the gift and the mystery of the Spirit. Yes, the Spirit and the promise and the gift of the Good Shepherd is that He continues to speak to you and me. And He does so regularly, all the time, because He knows, I believe, that there are a lot of voices out there competing for His time. There are a lot of static, there's a lot of static and friction and other voices that are competing with the voice of life and safety and health and comfort and promise and blessing. which is the voice of the shepherd. And the shepherd says something pretty powerful. He said, the hired hand, the person who's the hired hand, doesn't care about you. The hired hand takes care of you because the hired hand wants something for the hired hand's own sake. But the good shepherd lays down his life. Totally committed. Think about those voices that you value right now. The voices that are the influencing voices in your life right now. I dare say you trust them because you believe that they, especially the personal ones that you know, they are committed to you. Well, Jesus Christ is committed to you. All of you. Jesus Christ is committed to you to lay down His life for you and to keep speaking His voice into your life, calling you toward life, toward abundant life, toward health and healing and comfort and peace and blessing. That is who Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, has promised to be for you. And I often wonder, as He's speaking into my life, if Jesus is on the other end going, David, can you hear me now? David, can you hear me? Because there's friction there. Perhaps it's not my fault, like we go through low spaces. Hey, what happened? I don't know. But sometimes maybe I can't hear what He's saying in my life because I don't have my phone on. And then I complain because the Lord isn't speaking to me. Well, one of the ways that our Lord promises to speak to us, and you're doing some of it today. You're coming here. You're listening to songs. You're listening to some scripture. But the other way that we know is through this, the Holy Scripture, the Bible. And I would encourage you to listen to the voice of the shepherd by reading scripture and doing it regularly. Just as you listen to those other influencing voices in your life, whether they be on TV or on the radio or they're books that you read or perhaps they are people that you talk to and spend time with, I would encourage all of you, as you listen for the shepherd's voice, the voice who seeks healing and health and wholeness for you, to listen to His word. Simply open the Bible and read it. For the voice of the shepherd is found here. And the voice of the shepherd is speaking to you. In Jesus' name, amen.